Hey, this is Ron Hawkins. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
Welcome, everybody, to Tell the Band to Go Home. It is UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name's Jeff, down here till 4 o'clock, playing you the great stuff. We got lots to talk about today. There's some shows coming up, and I got some new music that's kind of rocking my world, and all kinds of things are going on in my world. Once again, fortunate to be joined by my talented co-host. Welcome, co-host.
Hello.
How are you today, sir?
Good.
Excellent.
And we have a little visitor.
Yes, we do.
Yoda.
Yeah. Is he going to say anything? That's not what Yoda sounds like. But.
Hello.
Okay. So you know what, Jared? We played a song from Ron Hawkins. I've been listening to Ron Hawkins for a long time and a big, big fan. And he's got a new record called Spit, Sputter, Sparkle. It's a bit of a tongue twister, isn't it? Ron is coming to town for the first time in a long time, on the 29th of March at the West End Cultural Center, and we are fortunate enough to have a pair of tickets to give away. We're going to chat with Ron, too, right away, and then we'll give away those tickets after our chat, so stay tuned for that. In the meantime, but while we get Ron on the phone, why don't we hear one more from this fine, fine record? It is called Spit, Sputter, Sparkle. Do you want to tell folks what show they're listening to, Jer?
No.
Okay. Tell the band to go home. Do you want to tell folks what station they're listening to, Jer?
UMFM.
Yeah, that's the one. Okay. Here's brand new Ron Hawkins.
Sleep in the crook of my arm, my beautiful girl. Dream through the fire alarm. My beautiful girl, the world isn't all that it seems. It's broken motorcycle cops and marines. Tug at that tenuous curl, beautiful girl. Smile as you conquer the world, immutable girl. The crowd furls your fingers entwined. doors, you beautiful girl. The days are they stretch out before you, beautiful girl. So bright when you open your eyes, you reign in the kingdom of your light. A thousand silent lights will sing your name tonight. And if you pack it in for a colder town, and you cry like you,
typically beautiful stuff from Ron Hawkins. It is an honor and a pleasure once again to welcome Ron to the show. Welcome, sir.
Hey, Jeff. How's it going?
Last time we spoke was the last time you were in Winnipeg. Do you know when that was, Ron? Do you know how long ago that was?
Oh, my God. The last time I was in Winnipeg professionally is what you're talking about.
Absolutely, yeah.
Probably 2010?
Nine, actually. Yeah, close, yeah.
Nine.
I hope it wasn't something I said. Because
no,
that happens.
You've been one of the reasons to go to Winnipeg.
Well, thanks very much, and it's good to have you back. We should have coordinated our schedules though, because you're coming when I'm out of town. I'm kind of mad at you for that, but you know, it happens.
You don't accept my Facebook friend request. So
what are you talking about? We've been friends on Facebook for years.
I know this is a little theater for the listening audience.
So you got a new record, Spit, Sputter, Sparkle. What can you tell me about that record?
That record I've been working on for about a year and a half, I guess, or a year and a bit. As is classic with me sometimes, it was meant to be demos. I recorded 90% of it in my basement, and I was making demos. My friends always do air quotes when I say demos, because they tend to be pretty fleshed out.
Yeah.
And I was going to make it with the Duguid Assassins, but we have a band, which is, it's funny, there are moments, there was a two-month window where I didn't really have access to my musicians, so I decided, you know.
Were they in jail, or were you in jail, or what?
They were in various jails. And jails of their own making, and jails of the soul, and
right.
Jails of the mind. But yeah, so I decided, well, you know, I could wait around, or I could just make the record, finish the record myself, and we'll move on to the next record, will be a DGA record, so.
Yeah.
So it became a solo record, and I had played everything, as I say, except I had, you know, sampled drums and sampled strings and stuff like that. So I replaced the strings, horns, and drums, and Bob's your uncle.
There it is.
Yeah.
All right. And is it officially out now, or is it officially out sooner?
March 20th.
Does it really matter anymore?
Yeah, I know, exactly. I don't think, so in the old school way, it's out March 25th. So
yeah.
There will be a physical iteration of this thing in my hand
somewhere, but more excitingly, you'll have a physical iteration when you come to Winnipeg on the 29th, right?
I will. There may be a physical manifestation of myself.
That's awesome.
At the West End Cultural Center.
Yeah. So are you writing songs all the time, Ron, or do they come fairly quickly to you?
Yeah, they don't. I mean, I am writing all the time. I'm working on a soundtrack for my partner's film. Jill makes films. She's a film director. So I'm doing some soundtrack work right now, and so yeah, I'm kind of always sequestered in that little studio and either demoing stuff or, you know, doing stuff like that, soundtrack work or things. And yeah, so I find that that the more you fiddle like that, the more it begets fiddling. And you know, I sort of learned about, I think maybe 5 or 6 years ago when I first started getting a sort of a computer logic scenario and everything, that if I actually work and sit in front of a computer with a guitar or whatever, something will come out.
Yeah. When you're writing those songs, do you know whether they're going to be solo songs or Duguid Assassins songs or Lowest of the Low songs, or what's going to happen to them?
Yeah, I don't, like, there's not an intention. I don't sit intentionally to write for any one of the formations, but I mean, definitely there, I don't know if everybody will be aware that Lowest of the Low released a couple of singles.
That's right.
Maybe 2-3 months ago, and that one, a song called The Kids Are All Wrong, when I first recorded that or, you know, started writing it and everything, I thought, well, this is for sure a Lowest of the Low song. Mm-hmm. But there are times when something comes out and I go, well, that would be obviously right up their alley. And then other things are just, you know, mysteries to me until I sort them out.
Right. The Lowest of the Low seems to be like the cockroach of the musical industry. You just can't kill that thing. Like, you guys, like, right. break up every couple of years, and then we think that's
say,
it. And
I
then...
was going to say Phoenix, yeah. Phoenix is a nicer way to
put it. I guess that works, too, yeah.
Like a beautiful
That's why
Phoenix.
You're the artist, Ron, and I'm just, you know, sitting over here.
So, you know, I've said this before, which is that I think, you know, for years and years, I had that scenario where in which I was carrying my very popular early band around on my shoulders as I did other things and mm-hmm. sort of trying to crawl out from under it in a way. And I don't know how many years ago, like maybe a decade ago, it just became sort of, I don't know, absorbed into the whole catalog that, you know, I should be proud of this and I should feel pretty blessed to be in a position where I was ever in a band that has a record in the top 100 albums of all time or whatever.
Right near the top, generally.
Right, you know, yeah. I don't want to... It's just an honor to be... mentioned, but so you know, like I've sort of absorbed that into the situation, and it is kind of like if I am away from the low for too long a period, I have likened it to a phantom limb or something. Like there is a certain brotherhood and a certain sort of home feel about it.
Yeah,
and so you know, like we used to say, well, that's it, we're done, and you know. And we got embarrassed at the amount of times we had to come back and say, well, no, wait, we didn't mean done, we meant. You know.
Yeah.
So we don't use the word hiatus anymore. We just do things now.
That's right. I noticed that band, you know, usually you guys just play Toronto and Buffalo. That's pretty much the extent of the tour. But I noticed you're playing in Regina coming up.
Yeah, I think that's the thing is there was a situation in 2013 where Stephen Stanley, who was a forming member of the band,
yes,
quit the band. And, you know, it's the thing, like, to try and maintain a band for 20 years, 25 years, let alone, you know, more than that, is really, really difficult. And he had had enough, and he decided to leave the band. And so, you know, the option was to just put it on the shelf and not do anything, or, like, close the chapter on the band or whatever. Yeah. But we brought Brian McMillan, who plays in the Do Good Assassins, with me as well.
Oh, does he? Because, yeah, I love that guy. Are you to blame for him not putting out any more solo records? Because he hasn't put out a solo record in a long time. And I loved his last record.
I feel like I'm pushing him off the plank to do so.
Please do.
Back. So hopefully that'll happen soon. I know he's working on stuff, so.
Yeah, well, that's... And he's coming to town with you in a couple of weeks, is he not?
Yeah, we're coming as a duo to release Spit, Sputter, and Sparkle in the prairies.
Yeah. Well, I won't be there to see it, but if you can nudge him and get him to maybe play a song or something, I'd appreciate it.
We're going to do exactly that. Maybe we'll even have somebody film it and put it up on the YouTube.
You should do that. Or maybe I should do that. I don't know. One of us should. So that's exciting. And it's, you know, are you, you seem to be like wanting to quit the music industry at various periods in your career, but you seem to be all in right now. Is that the case?
Yeah. Yeah. It's been a while since I've had that sort of like, I'm jumping off this crashing plane.
You've recognized that it's crashed already. There's no point now.
Yeah, I'm sometimes I feel like I'm the sole survivor. I'm gnawing on some other human being's femur, and I'm just walking around trying to make sense of it all. So I think that kind of thing is done for me in terms of, like, you know, quitting. I mean, it's kind of too late for me to quit. So,
yeah.
And I'm just, yeah, I've been pretty jazzed. As I was going to say, Brian coming to the low, he reinfused it. And as I've been saying in interviews, like, I don't lay this at Steve Stanley's feet by any means, but, like, when Brian came... There was a sort of a breath of fresh air or something, or maybe got the band out of a certain rut that we might have been in, or certain tracks we might have been in, and it's really reinfused it with a lot of energy.
Yeah.
And it feels very much like it did in 1991 for that band. So I get to do that, and that's really exciting. And then I get to do things like the solo record and go on tour with Brian and across the country. And so, yeah, how could I not be jazzed? You know, I'm pretty lucky to still be... relevant, you know.
Right.
People may disagree with me, but I feel pretty relevant.
Are you still doing a lot of painting and the other things that you were into?
Yeah, I try to do. I mean, the last year and a half has been pretty solidly musical stuff. So, you know, there are only so many hours a day, and I have a 9-year-old daughter who's about to turn 10 next week. So, you know, that's another thing I get to do, which is awesome. So, it's when they invent the 36-hour clock, I'll be. All of them.
Well, it certainly sounds like you're making the most of it. And I know today you're running off to a video shoot. Is that right? What's the deal with that? Do people make videos anymore?
People do make videos for the YouTubes, I think, because I just got, you know, another thing I had said to another friend of mine was that, you know, at my age, I'm 51 years old. And I said, you know, like, you have to get in touch with why you did it when you were 17 or 18 years old, like the spray painting your band name on your shirts.
And so you're looking to meet girls again?
I'm looking to meet girls. you know, like just the spray painting, making stuff, you know, like making videos. I mean, all the stuff that was the fun, you know, childlike thing that you were allowed to do when you didn't have a 9-to-5 job and you were a rock musician. And,
right.
You know, I've been tapping into that again in big time in terms of, like, you know, I've been saying I want to make 11 videos for each song on this record, and just to, you know, stop motion stuff and live stuff, and just to keep my hand in why it's exciting and why it's fun, you know?
Yeah. Well, that sounds great. The upcoming show, so are we going to hear, I imagine we're going to hear a lot of songs from this record, but what else are you going to, is it a full cross section of the career?
Yeah, it's pretty much full catalog stuff. We've been reaching back and just pulling stuff off every record and seeing what sticks.
Yeah. So low stuff and solo stuff and.
Yeah. Rusty Nails.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's nice. Well, that sounds like a great show.
I might write some songs on the plane.
You never know. You never know. All right. Well, it is a pleasure to talk to you, sir, always. And hopefully it won't be another 7 years before you come back, you know?
Definitely not. I give you my word.
Well, that is good. And I hope it means something. Do you have a favorite off the record? We've already played Strum and Drag and A Beautiful Girl.
I think there's a song called Till It Kills You, which I wrote after the week after I saw Montage of Heck. So it's kind of about Kurt Cobain, but not 100% about Kurt Cobain, because I too have sort of lost a bunch of friends to the rock and roll over the last decade or so.
Right.
People who were kind of partners in crime of mine in the 90s when we were all insane.
Yeah.
So I came out of there, and that movie struck me pretty heavily. And it just resonated, so I wrote that.
Excellent.
Kills. Yeah, and there's a song called City of Lies, which is very sprawling and cinematic, which I'm pretty excited about.
Well, why don't we play them both then?
Cool.
All right, thanks, man.
Deal. Thanks, okay. Jeff.
Bite the hand that thrills you. Give that ghost another round. Take it till it kills you. Lazy little love.
There is Ron Hawkins from the brand new record, Spit, Sputter, Sparkle. He's coming to town on the 29th at the West End. It's going to be a fantastic show, I promise you. And, I forgot to ask him. Apparently, he handpicked Winnipeg's own William Prince to open the show, which is pretty exciting. So you got not only Ron Hawkins, but you got Brian McMillan, who is pretty terrific, I got to tell you. And William Prince, also on that bill, all doing songs. That is a pretty stellar night for that, for sure. And we do have tickets to give away. We're going to do a little draw today. I think sometimes I feel bad about doing the call-in thing because not everybody can get to the phone right away and stuff. So, but we'll make a draw. Let's say around 3:30 or so. Anybody who wants in on that draw before then, just give me a call, 204-269-8636, 269-UMFM. Or you can email me, jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com, or hit us up on the Facebook or on the Twitter. Whatever works for you, we'll throw your name in a little draw, and the co-host will come out from under the desk or wherever he is right now and make a draw coming up in a little bit. Let's hear that other song from Spit, Sputter, Sparkle, and, it just wouldn't be right if I didn't play some stuff from the lowest to the low, too. So we'll hear some other Ron Hawkins gems. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on UMFM.
just won't take a hint, 'cause it's hanging me up, it is hanging around, and I'm feeling far too lost, feel too profound, and the tone of my voice is the loneliest sound. My heroes have all become pathetic clowns, and I'm feeling far too lost, feel too profound. My friend Kate, you laugh like a tidal wave, but Charlie don't surf on your laughter on Black Mondays, and the shadows I feel are the shadows in me, and not even your face or your beautiful smile or the curve of your breast or your laughing bright eyes could make me believe I'm a winner tonight, when Monday morning is just out of sight. Yeah, Monday morning is just out of sight. I know a story about a man who couldn't see past his fingertips to reach out and touch it. It's just too much like he needs it. And I know a woman who reached out to me and all she got were my barbed wire hands. And I won't be too proud if she can't depend on me when Black Monday starts coming around. Sad and beautiful, and the way I am has never been too good for us, 'cause I'm too blind to hear and I'm too deaf to see, but I still have a voice that can call out your name with a gut full of beer and a head full of pain. I can lie in your arms and be lovers again. Thank God Tuesday morning is just hours away. Thank God Tuesday morning is just hours away. Yeah. Do you know I won't let you down, rest your head when I come around, do you know you can count on me, laugh out loud.
together. Henry needs new footwear. He doesn't need a mother. Well, the important question posed is how not to lose his toes, cause it's 15 below.
The Mighty Lowest of the Low there. Yes, it is routinely named one of the greatest Canadian albums of all time. I refer to it as the greatest Canadian album of all time. It's just it's a beautiful, amazing, powerful thing. 17 songs, not a single dud on there. Not a moment that you want to skip on that record. It's just so great. And many, many great things have come since then. From the Lowest of the Low second record, we heard Black Monday. And one of those new tracks, the new Lowest of the Low, from late last year, we heard The Kids Are All Wrong. And City of Lies from Spit, Sputter, Sparkle. You should definitely check out Ron Hawkins with Brian McMillan and William Prince on the 29th of this month. And we're still taking names for our draw for a pair of tickets to that show. And, you know, I always say that if you can, you should buy a ticket to the show anyway, because musicians need the support. If you were going to go anyway, what you should do is you should buy yourself a ticket. And if you want, you could win these tickets and then take somebody who wouldn't normally go. See, that would be a good thing to do. But, you know, you do what you want with them. It's up to you. All you got to do is give us a call, 204-269-8636, 269-UMFM. We'll put you in a little prize draw. Or you can email me, Jeff at tellthebandtogohome.com, or send me a message on Facebook or Twitter, and we'll fix you up.